The dangers of space travel. Of course, space travel is no Sunday picnic. Enormous dangers await manned flights traveling to Mars or beyond. Life on Earth has been sheltered for millions of years. The planet's ozone layer protects the Earth from ultraviolet rays. Its magnetic field protects against solar flares and cosmic rays. And its thick atmosphere protects against meteors that burn up on entry. We take for granted the mild temperatures and air pressures found on the Earth. But in deep space, we must face the reality that most of the universe is in turmoil, with lethal radiation belts and swarms of deadly meteors. The first problem to solve in extended space travel is that of weightlessness. Long-term studies of weightlessness by the Russians have shown that the body loses precious minerals and chemicals in space much faster than expected. Even with a rigorous exercise program, after a year on the space station, the bones and muscles of Russian cosmonauts are so atrophied that they can barely crawl like babies when they first return to Earth. Muscle atrophy, deterioration of the skeletal system, lower production of red blood cells, lower immune response, and a reduced functioning of the cardiovascular system seem to be the inevitable consequences of prolonged weightlessness in space. Missions to Mars, which may take several months to a year, will push the very limits of the endurance of our astronauts. For long-term missions to the nearby stars, this problem could be fatal. The starships of the future may have to spin, creating an artificial gravity via centrifugal forces in order to sustain human life. This adjustment would greatly increase the cost and complexity of future spaceships. Second, the presence of micrometeorites in space, traveling at many tens of thousands of miles per hour, may require that spaceships be equipped with extra shielding. Close examination of the hull of the space shuttle has revealed evidence of several tiny but potentially deadly impacts from tiny meteorites. In the future, spaceships may have to contain a special doubly reinforced chamber for the crew. Radiation levels in deep space are much higher than previously thought. During the 11-year sunspot cycle, for example, solar flares can send enormous quantities of deadly plasma racing toward Earth. In the past, this phenomenon has forced the astronauts on the space station to seek special protection against the potentially lethal barrage of subatomic particles. Spacewalks during such solar eruptions would be fatal. Even taking a simple transatlantic trip from LA to New York, for example, exposes us to about a millirem of radiation per hour of flight. Over the course of our trip, we are exposed to almost a dental X-ray of radiation. In deep space, where the atmosphere and magnetic field of the Earth no longer protect us, radiation exposure could be a serious problem.